Hello.
Hello and welcome to Theater Mode. A place where you get all your laughs and news and such.
Yes.
Not all your laughs.
Some. Some. A significant amount, if you even listen. Yes.
I do laugh at myself pretty often.
So today we have John, but no Josh.
Again. Because someone refuses to do their laundry on Saturdays.
I try to get all my shit done before Saturday.
I get all my shit done, except for the dishes that I made last night.
I do my laundry when it's needed.
Why are we coming in so low?
I don't know. I think we're okay.
We're fine, I think
it'll be picked up.
Oh, we get there.
Okay.
So let's start off with some weird news.
Alright.
So? It's going to end the podcast here in 2 seconds.
Why?
Nope, barely not. It goes past it. Alright.
What was the issue there?
Deceptive purple arrow is deceptive.
Oh.
Okay. So, there was a 9-year-old summoned for jury duty. And he's like, Mommy, what's jury duty? What's a jury duty?
It's where bad people go because they're bored.
It's where bad people go because they think their vote matters.
Exactly. Apparently someone typed 1982 rather than 2002 on his records for the jury commission place.
So wait, he could have technically bought alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, he would have had to have gotten an ID.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it only had to do with the jury commission's place.
Yeah, well, they're so hard at forgetting people. I bet you it wasn't a mistake.
Like, I don't know, we can get them to go, not guilty.
We haven't even started the trial yet.
Exactly. Like, I gotta go poo poo. And the fucking stenographer's sitting there like, I gotta go poo poo. Okay, so a man got his bike back. Yeah.
Weird, man. Right. Oh, my God. That
it's
blows my
so
mind.
Weird. No, okay. So, apparently, a man stole it and rode it home and then returned it and then wrote a note saying, sorry, I stole this bike. I rode it home. Please give it back. Signed, drunk.
I wish I could think of stuff like that while I'm drunk.
Seriously.
Now, did he get a DUI for that?
Maybe.
You can get a DUI for riding your horse drunk.
Really?
Yeah, you can get your license revoked too.
Nice. Wait, do you need a license to ride a horse?
No.
Really, like, I'm gonna ride this horse all the way to Kentucky.
One of my first memories of Antioch is driving out there to visit my mom's friend and seeing this guy in a giant sombrero come riding in with his horse with a big Coors can, the gold Coors can held up high.
Nice.
I was like, what the fuck is going on? I was like 14, 15 at the time.
Oh, good thing it wasn't a Foster's. That would have really freaked you out. What the hell is that huge ass can? I want a Mountain Dew like that.
You can't afford that. Put that back.
Did you guys know that Foster's is not brewed or sold in Australia?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Nobody in Australia drinks it. It's made in, like, Canada.
Australian for beer. I mean, eh? No, but what I want to know is what he means by please give it back.
Maybe he didn't actually take it back to the place that he took it from?
Maybe he doesn't remember exactly where he got it.
So he put it within the vicinity.
Yeah. He's like, in case it is mine, give it back.
Or maybe
now.
He was just really drunk when he wrote it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously, if he's doing one-word sentences and four-word sentences, he's like, was it like a drunk 9-year-old? Is this a 9-year-old that got summoned for jury duty? Sorry, I stole this bike. I rode home. Please give it back.
It was a tricycle.
Tricycle.
Could you imagine seeing a grown ass man on a tricycle with a drunk weaving around while
I
riding
think we
home.
Have a plan for this time we drink.
Mind you, this was in the Alps.
What?
He's triking up the Alps.
So, riding up a 45-degree hill on a tricycle, on a tricycle, drunk, weaving around.
Dodging elk.
Okay. So, yeah.
So, we have a new... I think we have two... Yeah, we have two Guinness Book of World Record dealies. So, the first one is a 101-year-old woman breaks the record for the oldest female to paraglide in tandem.
They are really reaching for things to put in the book of records.
Exactly. I understand the concept. The concept is that there's supposed to be a comprehensive guide to every record possible. So if a record is broken, it needs to go in the book. But people are reaching for things to get themselves into the book.
It's like youngest person to stick his finger in his ass and sniff it. like quick! As soon as they fucking take the baby out, like, meh, quick, stick a finger up his ass! It's like, no, but apparently she was just doing it for fun, and it wasn't even, she's like, oh, I was just doing it for fun, my son's like 75, and...
Sorry, back to the whole finger in the ass thing. Can you imagine a kid going through the rest of his life, Timmy Smelly Finger Johnson? You'd be known as that forever.
Well, until his record was broken by some kid in the womb doing it.
Yeah. Oh, we've got an ultrasound of it. The record is broken.
When he's not formed yet, does that technically count as his finger in his ass?
Well, it really depends. Is it technically a finger, and is it technically an ass at that point?
Exactly. We're not going to go down that road.
No. We're already going a bit far.
That's for another episode. So, yeah.
I'm not going to go the way of the last couple podcasts.
Well, I think we were drinking for both of those.
Well, no, I'm just thinking of, you know, the overall theme for me was pedophilia, so I'm just going to stop now.
Okay, so a Romanian seamstresses make the world's largest wedding train. It is 1.85 miles long and cost a total of $7,364 to make.
Good old Romanian sweatshops. $7,364 to make 1.85 miles of fabric.
Yeah.
That is
over 100 days.
That is actually pretty cheap if you think about it.
Yeah. For a wedding train?
Yeah, but think about it. A 1.85 mile long wedding train.
They had to carry
less than a dollar a foot.
And this lady floated in from a fucking air balloon into a fucking fashion show.
What? Is that written in there?
No, it's not written in there. It took 100 days thing, I'm just remembering.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. Literally, like, she flew in from a fucking air balloon.
I'm trying to figure out how you would actually use 1.85 miles of wedding train.
It was it was 71 cents per foot to make that. Good old smartphone calculator. You are my friend.
That's pretty cheap then.
Yeah. I mean, you know that must have retailed for, you know, $150,000 or something.
Handmade.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a fashion show, though, and it's like, I guess they interviewed the organizer of it, and the guy was making it sound like a direct attack on the Netherlands for not, he said something like, if they're not going to let us into the European Union, then we're going to take all their records away from them. Like, it was almost like they did it on purpose to take away their fucking record for the largest wedding train.
What was the previous record?
I don't remember. It didn't say.
20 feet.
20 feet. Yeah, exactly. So 1.85 miles. Top that, Netherlands.
So, wait. Romania is trying to break all of the records?
It sounded like what he said was, if they're not going to let us into the Union, then we're going to take all their records away from them.
Specifically them or anyone?
From, like, the Netherlands.
Oh. Well, then where was the 101-year-old woman?
Oh, I think that was in, like, I don't know, Mississippi or some shit like that.
Because otherwise they'd have to find a 102-year-old woman to...
Exactly.
to go here.
Get up there! I don't want this! And I did some research as to why the Romanian or why Romania isn't part of the Union. Apparently, it's because of their justice system. However, I didn't look at what kind of justice system they have. And then they don't actively fight corruption and organized crime, and that's the reason why they're not in the Union.
Yeah, there was some country right around Romania. It might have actually been Romania.
It sounds like it. Yeah.
Well, no, there was they had police officers that would pull you over and demand a bribe to not take you to jail for no reason. They'd pull you over for no reason. And, so they'd demand like $100 to not take you to jail for driving correctly. But anyway, so they got a new police chief. And that police chief said, anybody caught doing this is going to be fired. So he fired every police officer because every police officer got caught doing it afterwards.
Pretty much.
And you know what? Crime dropped. Crime dropped down to like 20% of what it was before because the cops were doing all the crime.
That sounds about right.
Jesus.
That sounds about right for out here.
Yeah. Okay, so an 8-month-old kitten survived an 85-mile trip under the hood of a van with no injuries.
What? Is this like that cat that was tied to a rock?
I just noticed there's a lot of cat stories.
No, we're kind of cat people, so...
That's because the internet is obsessed with cats. The internet is the ancient Egypt of modern days.
Pretty much. Well, you know, we should be doing these podcasts on Saturday. Or should I say, Catterday?
I was thinking to myself when you said on Saturday, don't you fucking say it. Don't you fucking say it. Oh, don't you fucking say it. You said it.
Hey, we might get more listeners if we pander to Catterday.
Catterday.
Meow. What?
Meow. Oh, so you know what my brother says a cat is saying when it meows?
What?
I'm a cat.
I'm a cat. I'm a cat. I'm
so every cat. Time a cat looks at you, he goes, meow. All it's saying is, I'm a cat.
So wait. Did you say Catterday?
What?
CSI Miami.
For Catterday?
Saturday. You mean Catterday?
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
When was the cat stolen? Saturday. Do you mean Catterday?
Yeah! So... question about this thing. What is that all the information you have on that story was for the 8-month-old kitten?
It went from like Nova Valley to Santa Cruz. Underneath it, like it just climbed up there while the guy was stopped getting gas. And then when the guy stopped for gas again in Santa Cruz, he was here.
Cat's like, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit.
I've been trying to get this thing to stop for 85 miles. I mean, hi, I'm a cat.
Here's the real question. Who the fuck thought this was worth reporting as news?
We do.
Well, we also are running out of ideas.
I'm just kind of taking everything that isn't just complete garbage and throwing it on there. And then, thanks to our person that gets us stories other than me, a cat fell 19 stories and walked away.
Right.
It's like that movie, The Other Guys. Aim for the bushes! Except for this cat actually made it.
Well, you know, the longer the fall, the less hurt the cat gets because it has longer to relax.
Really?
Be able to cushion itself, yeah. If you throw it off like a 10-foot building, whatever, it actually has a less chance of being able to orient itself correctly and relax its muscles to be able to catch itself. and will actually get more injured than falling from a 19-story window.
Little advisory here. People, do not go try this.
Do not try this at home.
Would that mean that the cats are the only people that can survive falling from orbit?
No, because they'll get cooked by the time they hit the ground.
Assuming they're past the fiery part.
The fiery part. Not the ozone, not the outer atmosphere. The fiery part. You heard it here first. There's fire in the air.
There's fire in the sky. I seen it.
I done seen me some fire in the sky. It was a purdy like. I was mesmerized.
Then this nice good chunk of cooked meat showed up right in front of me.
I was like, dinner?
Nom. Long drawn out nom.
You know, I've had to explain that twice in the past week.
Nom?
Yeah.
It's a sign you make when you're eating.
Well, they're like, well, huh, what? I don't get it. I'm like, Cookie Monster. Yeah. Done. I don't need to tell you anymore.
Unless, of course, they're idiots.
Oh, well, yeah.
Cookie what?
Cookie Monster. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, okay.
No, 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 no. Cookies are a sometimes meal.
Or food. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Fuck that. Cookie Seriously. Monster eats cookies, not celery.
Oh, apparently he eats both now, and cookies rarely.
Fuck that. My he Cookie Monster eats cookies. Monster.
He is no longer the Cookie Monster. He is a blue bag of shit.
Speaking of our childhood being taken away from us.
Movie news.
Wait, before you say it, who's Michael Bay?
Michael Bay
has stated that he is making
Teenage Alien Ninja Turtles.
Yes, Teenage Alien Ninja Turtles. He is taking the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and bringing them from space. Good job, Michael Bay. Turn everything into aliens. He's right on par with J.J. Abrams right now. He's like, when in doubt, make it an alien.
Well, he came out saying, chill. He said chill. To the fans. It's like, chill.
I don't remember that part.
Everything, obviously you haven't checked on it since last week.
No, I checked on it just yesterday. The big thing I got was that he was telling everyone that children will believe that one day these could be real.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
That was from the first one though. I forget whether he tweeted it or something like that, or in an interview he said for people to chill out, that he's working with the people that were originally involved with the Ninja Turtles, and giving them a broader backstory.
No, the guy in the movie, the live action movies, the original ones. The guy who played Donatello has came out. Been like, fuck you! Have you been on YouTube?
I think it was Michelangelo.
Oh yeah, it was Michelangelo. Yeah. All these people on YouTube ranting about this.
Yeah.
I agree. This is just not right.
I mean,
you don't...
It's gonna be exactly like Transformers Dark of the Moon, where you use the same bit from the same exact shots from the ocean and just put Transformers in them. I mean, not the ocean, the island. And it's just going to be so we can reuse the bits of footage of the Transformers falling through the fucking ozone or whatever. The fiery bit. Yeah. Crash landing. And then all of a sudden there's going to be turtles crashing in through the shops. And they're going to be like, whoa, what was that? And they're going to catch it on film. They're going to use the same exact footage.
Probably even the same, fat kid on a scooter that...
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking of. And the girl in the pool, instead of being giant robot gets out of the pool, it's just going to be a little a little turtle. And she's still going to be looking up.
No, you know they're probably going to make him like 7 feet tall or something, so she can still look up at it when it gets out.
Now, one thing I can say for it, is, as far as what I've heard, is they are going to use costume, which is good.
Yeah.
Instead of going CG, everything's going CG so much. I actually like that he's going back to costume.
I like when they use costume supported by CG.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. And that I can, you know, be like, okay, that's really good. I like that. And the other thing that he's doing that I like was the turtles themselves look good.
Oh, okay.
I've seen some of the pre-release pictures and things like that. They look really good. They just need to be from Earth and made from ooze.
One thing I hate about so many alien movies is when they make the aliens look like an animal from Earth.
Yeah.
It's just, with all of the expanse out there and all the possibility, it is unlikely that an alien will develop to look like something from Earth already. And if it does, it is not likely to be the ones that we encounter first.
Exactly. Yeah, it'd be like taking something like Metroid, putting it into a movie, and making the space pirates just like humans from space.
Don't give him any ideas.
Seriously.
J.J. Abrams is going to randomly find this, go, what the fuck are they talking about? Wait a minute.
That's okay.
A movie.
It's okay, because we'll see the trailers, see that they're human and they're not space pirates, and be like, boycott. Change the entire movie.
Hell, if we can find a way to prove that he's listened to our podcast before that, we can sue him for stealing our idea.
Exactly. Ah. Well, we have to like copyright or trademark the episode. Or
not
whatever.
Necessarily.
We came up with the idea before it was in production.
So Ben
is recording.
But, like everything else.
No, one thing that I kept coming across a lot that actually makes a lot of sense is, how are they going to explain Master Splinter?
Exactly.
They're aliens. Is it like another alien planet that just so happens
he's teaching space karate.
Yeah.
He's going to be a human, probably. Master Splinter is going to be a human who teaches him karate.
I wonder if they're going to have Bebop and Rocksteady.
That'd be awesome.
Or what it from could space. End up being. From it could space. End up being that something that the aliens use, like their fuel for their ship or whatever, is going to transform Master Splinter into a...
You would think the direction they'd go for a first film would be something like Slash. And Slash would be like the one that like fell out of their little cosmic asteroid group and landed by Shredder, and he's like, Slash.
Slash?
Yeah, the crazy one. The crazy turtle.
I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, he's from like, what do you call it? He was in the Turtles in Time game.
I didn't really play
He's got the jacket
like
sword.
One of the games.
Wasn't he in one of the live action ones too?
Mm.
They made him kind of retarded though.
I remember the live action one that had the four turtles and then the girl turtle.
Oh god.
she did like Chinese kung fu with cape fighting.
Jesus. Oh god.
And she had this long ponytail that she used with like a weight in it, and they were fighting vampires.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
It's almost as bad as Teenage Alien Ninja Turtles.
I only think it got through like half a season before it got canceled. Which I was actually kind of sad, because it was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle one, and there hadn't been anything new in a long time.
Mm. I think, honestly, the franchise has started going downhill since they animated it.
Since the last animated movie?
Since any animation. Basically, since the 80s, it sucked. Mm.
Mm. 80s, 90s-ish.
Yeah. Turtles should have stopped in 2000.
I just ignore everything that involves a movie with, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I just play the games and I watch the series.
And the original three movies. With Vanilla Ice.
Fuck that.
Hey, at least that's one thing that he might do, is get a better sound, you know, music system, you know, the artists to sing in this thing than Vanilla Ice.
I do like the, I think it's the second movie with Toko and Razar, though. The like, the dog and the turtle.
Oh.
Like the,
yeah.
It's like a tortoise or something like that. It has spikes.
Oh, yeah. So I find it kind of funny that we spent, like, total of, like, 10 minutes on all the weird news. We spent, like, 15 on the Teenage Alien Ninja Turtles alone.
Well, that's because it's a big thing.
Yeah, it's, like, the big topic for this week.
And as far as bizarre news, there was nothing that really just made us go, from the people who brought us Aliens on Ice comes Jurassic Farce.
What the fuck is Aliens on Ice?
Yeah, I didn't actually know about any. Apparently they do a Back to the Future one and a RoboCop one as well, but I just found it. I forget which site it was. I think it was Ain't It Cool News. But I found the Jurassic Farce trailer, and then they had like a little blurb, a trailer for Aliens on Ice, and so I watched it. And it's just a bunch of guys, like, doing, you know, like, did you ever hear that, the One Man Star Wars, show?
No.
Or anything like that? I went to go see that. It's just kind of like something in a small theater. Where, like, people just do, like, little acts or whatever like that. Sometimes they get big and sometimes they're just kind of, like, off-the-wall stuff, like the one-man Star Wars guy who plays, like, all the roles. One thing, like, even the little bot with the syringe in the original Star Wars. No, but, and so it's like a whole group of guys, though, doing, like, aliens. Like, and so they'll have, like, a little mock-up of, like, the little grabber, the loader from Aliens or whatever. It's like, get away from her, you humper. Bitch!
The face humper.
Hmm? The, no.
No, the loader, the,
The loader is the
skeleton thing.
Yeah.
The mech, oh,
like,
okay.
Yeah, the mech thing.
Oh,
okay. And, like, you know, in the last scene of it.
That's Aliens 3.
It's 2.
2?
2.
Apparently,
it's
I
aliens.
Forgot to mute my phone.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, so did I, actually.
Mine's easy to vibe.
You like to vibe your phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you vibe your phone often? Like, oh yeah, phone. Vibe. Vibe good.
Vibe for me. No, but yeah, so they're doing Jurassic Farce. And I don't know, it looks like it's bleh. Getting tongue twisted again.
Sorry, just one more interruption real quick.
No, go ahead.
So when Brittany walked in, you're like, I was vibing my stomach.
What?
Never mind.
Anyway. I was going to say, I should just pull up the clip, but it's just a big troop of guys, or not really a big troop of guys, but like 12 people. And they're like, it's just a bunch of people trying to, like, keep their balance, like, on the ice, and, like, they're holding up the guy, and the guy's like, get away from her, you bitch, and they're, like, fucking falling shit. Like, it's just completely amateur stuff, but it's fucking funny and stupid. It's just kind of stupid funny. And, like, I don't know, after watching all that stupid stuff, and then, like, having it show a little part, like, the guy's talking and, like, explaining what Jurassic Farce is supposed to be, like, you know, the parody of Jurassic Park, you know, like, on stage. And then in the background, you just see two of the guys. Like, one guy's supposed to be Tim after he gets shocked by electric fence, and the other one's supposed to be Grant, and he's like, no, Tim! Just giving him CPR in the background. Tim! No, Tim! Just got me.
I was like, you know, I kind of want to see that, to see how they do the Raptors. Some dude.
Oh, dude.
Background just going,
at the very end, they have the guy that pops up with a Dilophosaurus thing and goes. It looks hilarious. They're coming to San Francisco. I'm assuming it's going to be, not the Orpheum, but I don't remember. It's going to be one of those theaters, but we should go. It's probably going to be pretty cheap.
We should definitely go.
Yeah. It sounds like it's going to be hella funny. And I'd probably rather see the Jurassic Park one than the Back to the Future or the RoboCop or the Aliens one.
Yeah, just for that scene.
Did you ever get to show him the movie?
No, I haven't. I have it on my phone now.
Okay.
And I know for a fact it's on my phone.
Okay.
You should put that on the podcast things as we keep talking about it on here.
Well, actually, I'm waiting until I present it in class before I put it on Facebook and YouTube. But the second that I show it in class, pretty much at that day, I will be posting it.
When are you presenting it?
This Wednesday, so it'll be posted next week.
Okay.
So, yeah, definitely looking forward to it. Have I shown you the final product?
No.
Oh, it's done. 100%.
Nice.
It has credits and all. It's amazing. We'll have to watch that here soon.
Alright. So, Russell Crowe will be Darren Aronofsky's Noah. Darren Aronofsky's the director that did stuff like Requiem for a Dream and The Fountain and Black Swan.
Ah.
I don't remember what The Fountain is.
No, The Fountain was the one about the guy who, what was it, never aged or something like that?
Something like that.
Well,
we watched it at your place.
Really?
Yeah.
I assumed it was about the Fountain of Youth, but I don't remember the movie itself.
It ends up, like, this woman doesn't have the ability to stay alive forever, and he keeps
finding
her throughout
the
time.
Yeah, it's got Wolverine in it.
Yeah. Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman.
But yeah, now he's doing a fucking Noah movie. Which is a weird direction.
I will not be seeing Noah. There is Noah way I will be seeing that. Awesome.
I need to figure out a better way to implement, though, because there's people that do it. I'm not sure if they set up an actual soundboard, and they'll fucking be like, you know, someone will say it, and they'll just be like, boop, and do it, or, because I don't know how to do that with GarageBand.
You probably can't.
Probably can't.
Probably have to set up probably your phone actually, to do it, so that they can just sit here with their fingers over the button, and just wait.
Just waiting for it.
Jesse's gonna make a horrible pun!
wait, now? Okay.
So, I only brought this up because you mentioned it in the first podcast you were on, John.
Yes.
The Ender's Game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The movie is now in production.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
Wait, an Ender's movie?
Ender's Game.
Oh.
It's a really good book series that I like about a kid who's super smart and nice at the same time.
Oh.
But, I was gonna say, I'm looking forward to see how it turns out.
Are they making it a game or a movie?
A movie. The thing's called Ender's Game.
Ender's Game, the movie. Okay, that's what was throwing me off there.
We're in movie news still.
I know, it's just the whole word game. I think video games. I just got four new ones.
What games?
They're all for the Wii, so they're not good.
No. You poor soul.
The reason why is I was taking in three games, which was Dead Space Extraction, Need for Speed, and Call of Duty, all for the Wii. By the way, never buy those games for the Wii.
Call of Duty is not good for the Wii.
I meant to hit that as soon as you mentioned the Wii.
So I trade those in, and I find out they have a 50% trade-in for store credit. They're like, because I was just going to get cash. I want money. Mm. And they were like, $11 cash or $24 store credit. I'm like, I wonder which way I'm going with this.
Yeah.
$11 so I can get Wendy's. That's how I roll.
Well, see, remember, I don't have a job right now.
Yeah.
Though I have three very good leads. Hmm. I've got this tech repair place that works on Apple. iPods, iPads.
Have fun with that.
Yeah.
Hey, it'll be an easy job. It's just working on Fisher-Price toys all day. So I'm actually looking forward to that. Dude, this place has a weekly barbecue for their employees.
Nice.
Yes, I want to work there.
Yeah.
I don't care if I have to work on Apple all day. You know, you pull the stem out, slice it up, you're good to go.
You know, I found a picture online that shows two computers, almost exactly the same. A little bit of color scheme difference. They've both got two monitors, like an Intel 8 core processor, like 2.66 gigahertz, 1.5 terabyte drive, two GeForce, some crazy
thing
number or whatever. And a wireless mouse, wireless keyboard, the PC, $2,000 plus it become a Mac, and it's upgradable. The Mac one from Apple Store is $7,300, and it can become a PC. Not upgradable.
Yeah.
Anyways, the other two places?
The other two places is Astound.
Oh,
nice. I'm not actually looking forward to that one too much, because it starts off with cold calls, and I'd rather just do installs.
You know, I should have forwarded you a thing for a sales position for Xfinity. Ooh. Sorry. It's okay. Over at this point, I think. I'll check my mail when I get home.
Okay. The other one was H&R Block. And figure my thought on this one. I walked up there, I was thinking, hey, they use computers. They need someone to fix their computers. I'm an IT person. So I walked up there, and they're like, you have to go to the website and apply, and there it's really hard to get openings and blah, blah, blah. And this was someone else, and the manager... Actually, the district manager was standing there. This was during a career fair. She hears me talking, and I start talking to her. And I was like, well, hey, you know, all your stuff is on computer. You know, you do all your taxes on the computer. And what better person to do your computer work than someone who has a background in tech? And she goes, well, there's two types of tech people. there's the ones who basically hide in the corner and fix what needs to be fixed and don't talk to people. And then you got the other group of, you know, that are actually willing to talk to people and so on and so forth. And I was like, well, you know, I've done customer service. And I just start chatting it up with her, and then I went, wait, okay, she's starting to make this sound kind of negative. What can I do to prove to you that I'm part of the second group? She goes, you've already done that. I was like, oh, well, in that case, here's my resume and letter of recommendation.
Awesome.
So,
yeah. I can find it in my computer, or in my phone.
Ah.
So I will send it to you.
Cool. So, yeah, I don't know how we got from the Ender's Game to that. Oh, yeah, because I'm broke.
Oh, yeah. It all makes sense now.
Huh?
Type up your email on your phone so I can send it to you, so it's not on here.
Oh, he can just edit it out, or yeah. People can email me. I can give a shit less.
Yeah, really.
Just super kitty kill.
Oh, okay. Oh, and show which one you're
gmail.com. Yes, superkittykill@gmail.com.
No one okay, we put the podcast email on here, and no one even emails us anything on that, let alone hate mail.
Yeah, so
yeah, but his is about killing kitties superly.
No, about a kitty who's super that kills people.
Actually, no. Remember, it was something that misheard my dad say.
Yeah, we were at your computer, and your dad said supper's ready.
Yeah,
or something like that, and I was just like, wait, did you just say super kitty kill? And he goes, no. I was like, wait, I need a screen name anyways. It works, because no one's going to have that as a screen name. The only bad thing is everyone thinks I'm a chick, because the word kitty.
You get shit tons of free stuff in games from that, though.
True.
I was showing you how to play World of Warcraft the first time. You made, what was it, like, Pandalove was your warlock, and you go in, and you're killing, like, your first one or two animals, and this guy walks up, he, like, runs by, he stops, you see him, like, run back, look at you, and then all of a sudden he whispers, he's like, hey, you want some stuff? So he gives you full set of bags, and he fills every bag you have with linen cloth, bolts of linen, all kinds of thread, some, like, wool cloth and stuff like that. I was like, what the fuck? He gave you a shit ton of gold, too? You've been playing for less than 2 minutes.
What can I say? I can make hot characters. That's not really hard when you had, like, Night Elf, Blood Elf.
I think you were like a human.
That time, yes, yeah. I was a human. But, yeah.
Well, speaking of Warcraft, have you guys looked up any of the Mists of Pandaria stuff, or are you guys even interested in that shit anymore?
I've never really played World War. The highest level I got on that was level 20. And I only got there because everyone kept saying, keep playing, it gets better, because I play a warlock. You'll get a thing better to summon.
You have to play to, like, to the maximum level for it to get better.
Actually, it's gotten better since they've changed it. I don't think you've played since they've done the dungeon queue. The dungeon queue makes it a lot of fun.
Still not interested in World of Warcraft. It's tedious to me.
Yeah,
you work your ass off to get really good gear to go work your you know, to be able to work your ass off to get more gear to get it's like repeat.
It's less tedious now that you have the dungeon thing because now you can just play with a group of people. And you can kill a bunch of shit together.
Still, yeah, the problem is there's a lot of dumbass people online. So since we've transitioned into game news,
game news. Anyway, the thing that I found most interesting, the thing that kept me in WoW for so long was the community aspect.
Yeah,
that's good. Like, so, I don't know. If it's, like, starting to lean more away from local on-server guilds and, you know, doing guild runs and stuff like that, then it's kind of lame. But then again, it does make it for people who are maximum level, can't find a group type of thing.
Yeah.
Makes it so you can't find a group. I used it right when it came out, and then I stopped playing, like, a couple months after that. So I know that it's a little better, but
My computer has a hard time running it now, so I don't really bother.
Yeah, my computer can't run it, so I don't play it anymore.
I can barely run this.
Plus, the day before Christmas, my account got hacked, and I haven't bothered getting it back yet.
Yeah,
that was 2 years ago.
I think my account got hacked like 2 weeks after I stopped playing.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
I don't know, man. Like, oh, he canceled his account, hack it, steal everything, so he can't even get it back when he comes back.
Yeah. The thing is, too, that they used my goddamn Cataclysm trial, so I didn't even get a chance to try any of the newer races.
That's lame.
Yeah.
Nah, whatever. Oh, well. Anyway, I was going to say something about Mists of Pandaria, but since we don't even play it anymore, what's the point? I mean, it just, it looks kind of dumb, and the monk class just sounds like a druid rogue. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how it's like combo points, but you, like, have mana. Like, it's chi and energy, and you, like, you spend energy to build up chi.
Kind of like the Death Knight that,
It's
rune points, yeah. And it's got the runes?
It's got runes, and yeah.
Yeah.
It's got I don't even give a shit anymore. But yeah, it's I don't know. It's just another gimmick and just another class, and you can play as a panda. And then you can choose which side after you beat all the panda stuff. But then it's like, it's only 1 through 10. Like, that's the only thing that they've done to Pandaria. At least it's in the beta, but you know, so far that's what it is.
The thing that really made me stop playing World of Warcraft or really caring about it too much is when they just gave the faction exclusive classes to the other sides.
Yeah.
What they should have done was just figured out something specifically to counter the other ones. The Horde should have gotten something similar to the Death Knight, and the Alliance should have gotten something like a Witch Doctor to counter the Shaman.
Something like that.
But,
yeah whatever.
That's too much work for them.
Oh, they want to make it more balanced, and so people could be like, oh, well, I could still, you know, that was a problem, because, like, as soon as I started, I'd be like, I'm going to be a Night Elf Paladin. Nope, can't.
Yeah, I remember that, too.
But now you can, I think.
Well, you can be a Tauren Paladin.
Yeah.
Which is weird to me.
Fuck that. I don't know. As soon as they opened the class up to everyone, I was like, fuck it. Stop playing. Because then I would have to, like, reroll again. Like, the only one I would keep would be my main, which is my Orc Warrior, which is now... It doesn't even exist anymore. I was hella pissed.
Yeah, my main is a Tauren Warrior, and I think it got erased.
Yeah. I got so pissed once I saw that. I was like, do you realize how much time I spent just on that one character?
Yeah. I got it to level 80 the day before Cataclysm.
Like, I had literally done everything in the game in the first two expansions. And it got fucking slammed. Like, I was the first person on my server to have the Green Proto Drake and everything. I was hell pissed. But anyway.
If you message the mods or the game masters, they are likely to restore it for you.
Yeah. But anyway, it's so far gone now. I don't even care.
Yeah.
I'm struggling to find something worth playing right now.
I know, me
now.
Too, man. Nothing just kills time like World of Warcraft did.
Yeah.
And even World of Warcraft doesn't kill time like it used to.
And then you just get disappointments. Like, I was so looking forward to Mass Effect 3. I was like, finally, something worth my fucking time. And then the experience was good. And then the ending just... Bleh.
I switched to a Warhammer MMO for a while.
No, yeah.
But it was kind of disappointing.
The,
Let's go play Star Trek Online.
Star Trek Online.
Actually, I tried to play that, but the trial was so limited that I couldn't get a feel for the game. So I didn't want to buy it if it was going to be... Star Wars Online sounds really fun, though.
It sounds like what I hear most about it is that the initial experience, as long as you're doing your main story quest, is cool, and then it just kind of shoots down. Like, oh, they stopped caring. Mm. That's kind of how it feels.
What is Jar Jar Binks again?
Like, his alien Seriously, though, if you look at even his own people, none of his people really talk like he does.
You saw McPoopoo in the water.
No, I was reading one of those comic strips about Star Wars Online. They're like, we've reached 1 million users or whatever it was. Now time for our evil plan of crushing dreams to commence. And it turned every character into a Gungan.
They had 1 million World of Warcraft. Was that like, what, 15 million?
Yeah, something like that. I think they just went down to 13.5.
Oh, okay.
They better get Mr. T to do another commercial.
Yeah, really. They already got Chuck Norris. They can't go any higher. Or lower, depending on how you look at it.
Well, actually, see, what they need to do is get the Triforce. I've told you guys about the Triforce, yes?
No, they need the Hypnotoad.
The Hypnotoad. No, the Triforce is Mr. T, Chuck Norris, and Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Chuck Norris has the power of the beard. Mr. T has the power of the hair. And Vin Diesel has the power of the bald. If these three people ever got together, it would be the destruction of the universe. The thing is, it will never happen because Mr. T thinks beards are gay. Chuck Norris thinks bald is gay. And Vin Diesel thinks hair is gay.
You thought about this way too much.
Actually, someone else told me this, and so I'm just second-handing it.
Retards. Well, anyway, on to our actual script. Well, not really scripted, but yeah.
Game news. You could play a game of, what is it? Norris T. Diesel.
Norris T. Diesel.
Kind of like rock, paper, scissors. His beard, mohawk, bald.
Beard, mohawk, bald.
Yeah, there you go. If only people could see the hand gestures we're using.
So basically, beard is looking like you're grabbing a ball sack. Bald is the same thing, just upside down.
Hey, mohawk is kind of like paper, but point with your fingers pointing to the sky.
Start it.
Okay.
Yay, Dragon's Lair.
Yeah, Dragon's Lair is headed to Xbox Live Arcade.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyways, on to more important stuff.
Maybe even less important stuff. They're making a new Soul Reaver game, as in, like, Legacy of Kain.
Well, no, wait, are they going to follow Kain, or are they going to follow Raziel?
Probably Raziel.
Because they've already destroyed the series for me, because I was playing Soul Reaver, the Raziel one.
Mm-hmm.
And on the PlayStation, the very first one.
Okay, the first one.
And I'm playing through, and I finally defeat Kain. He goes through this fucking portal, and they're like, oh, you're going to have to play the second one, which comes out on PS2.
Mm.
I was like, wait, not only do I have to buy another fucking game, I have to buy another system? Fuck you, franchise. Fuck you.
Yeah.
So then I get a PS2. And
well, was that Ubisoft? Or was that...
I don't remember who made it, but I remember I got a PS2, and I was like, sweet, now I can play the second one. And I get the second one, I was like, this game fucking sucks.
Yeah. I liked,
back to Devil May Cry.
What is it? Blood Omen? The Kain one?
I just like how he fucking stands over people, extended hand to the sky, and sucks the blood out like a straw.
Yeah.
He's just... But don't touch water. Good God, don't touch
water.
Oh,
that's ridiculous.
It's acid.
Yeah! Anyway,
it's like drinking orange juice right after brushing your teeth.
Dihydrogen monoxide.
Anyway, Capcom wants their new IP, Dragon's Dogma, to sell 10 million copies.
Good luck.
Yeah, no. That's not going to happen, I can tell you right now.
What does Dragons have to do with Dogma? And what the hell's an IP?
You know, I don't know the term for IP, but it's...
Intellectual property?
Yes.
What?
How?
Where?
I don't know. That's just the term that people have been using, or like IGN and stuff like that, to say like just a new game that it's its own. Like if Resident Evil wasn't, or like okay, like if someone made a game called Zombie Apocalypse and no one's ever made a game called Zombie Apocalypse and it has a story, then it's a new IP.
Sounds like intellectual property,
yeah.
Except that intellectual property, my understanding, is a portion of something. It's usually not a whole thing. It's like a... Never mind. It's
anyway.
An idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, yeah. So they're using it that way. But anyway, yeah. No, it's not going to sell 10 million. I mean...
What was the last game to actually sell 10 million copies?
Warcraft.
Kaiscram.
What?
Kaiscram.
Skyrim.
Oh, I thought that's what you were saying with it.
Yeah, the only... Like, no one knows anything about this game unless you've seen the trailers, and it looks finicky, and it looks like it's about as difficult as Dark Souls, and... Yeah, the only other plus to getting it is that you get to play the Resident Evil 6 demo, like, 3 months early. Or maybe, like, a month early. But, yeah, that's not enough to sell a game for me.
Sorry, back to the World of Warcraft sort of thing. My one of my coworkers bought a year's subscription to World of Warcraft. So she got a beta invite to Diablo 3. Or no, sorry, to the Pandorum, and she's getting a free digital copy of Diablo 3 when it releases.
Huh. Oh, that's nice.
That's the only reason I would go back to World of Warcraft, is buy that year and do that. Because it's only like, what, 100-something? And you get early access to Pandorum, which is not so much, but then you get the free copy of
Diablo 3,
Diablo 3, and you still get World of Warcraft to fill in the time.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
And then they have to be that they're feeling a little inadequate for Diablo 3 then.
And they have a new...
it could just be that they required a little bit more funding to be able to get it out in time. So they did that to get more.
Yeah. And they came out with the new and improved Scroll of Resurrection, where you get like a free level 80 character.
What?
When you come back. It can't be a new person, but if you come back to the game, you get a free level 80 upgrade.
Oh, fuck that.
So one of your characters can get upgraded to level 80?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and then you get a spectral mount, and the double experience and all the stuff that you got before, except usually it was the person that referred you gets the spectral mount, but now both of you get the spectral mount, and you get the free level 80 character.
So before we mention the next game, you played the first one, I'm assuming?
I played a little bit of it.
Because Brittany got it, I remembered.
Oh, yeah, we rented it from GameFly.
And what did you think of it?
It was so bad.
Okay. So, let me ask you this. Did it deserve a sequel?
No. And it looks like it's the same goddamn thing. But now there's two of you. Well, not two of you. It's you and then the rabbit guy.
The rabbit guy?
I forget Oswald.
Okay. Anyways, we are speaking of Epic Mickey 2.
Yeah.
I remember thinking when Epic Mickey was coming out, hey, this game could be kind of cool. And I went, nah.
It just failed to grab me in the beginning. It's just so... Like, it's supposed to be, like, mysterious and, you know, lure you in and all that stuff, but it just ends up being really fucking boring to me. Because everything is black and nothing's colorful and... Even when you restore things to their regular state, it still stays dark. You know, I mean, I guess that's okay because
they're trying to make Mickey dark, you know, edgy.
I don't know, but yeah, the only reason I even had this is because the Epic Mickey 2. It's like I don't know, maybe I don't know where they're selling it or like if it's coming with like the collector's edition of the game. But it has its own Wii nunchuck that is a it's a paintbrush.
No.
Like, what? Why do I have this? I'm not going to use it. I'm going to use the Wii Nunchuck. I don't want a paintbrush. And it seemed really awkward if you're trying to press buttons on a fucking paintbrush. It's like, oh, I mean, it looks like a fat fucking paintbrush, but it also looks a little bit like a fucking penis. And it even has white coming out of the tip.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's just like, But yeah, I'm not looking forward to Epic Mickey 2. But it is multi-platform now, though. So it's probably going to be on Wii and PlayStation 3, Move compatible. And then, I don't know, I doubt it'll be Kinect compatible, but it'll be on Xbox as well.
Question about this next one as well.
Mm.
So Square Enix teases game that points at...
I didn't mean for it to be read straight out.
Well, no, I'm trying to figure out. It points out
it points
summons.
Like some of the translation from the Japanese characters on there mentioned summons Odin, Diablos, Tiamat, and then it's a world in chaos and a fight for supremacy.
And what is FFT2?
Final Fantasy Tactics 2.
Oh,
like the true sequel. People are saying that. The thing is, and if it is true, actually, go ahead and say this. I'll get to this after we're done talking about if it's after what we think it is.
Well, no, I was just gonna say that the Final Fantasy franchise is running out of ideas because they're just sequeling all their old stuff now.
Well, all their old stuff's pretty good though.
Yeah, but sequeling it doesn't make it good by proxy.
Yeah, and actually, it's weird because the characters look really Castlevania-y. Because it's the same art guy that did Castlevania, and they're bringing back another story guy back from, like, the original Final Fantasies, like 1, 2, and 3. Like, the Japanese 1, 2, and 3. So, I mean, like, the characters look a lot like people from Castlevania, because there are characters from Castlevania, and then you can kind of see it there.
I'm not too worried.
I know, there's a big influence on crystals, and in Final Fantasy Tactics, like, everyone was a crystal.
Yeah.
And so it, like, shows a lot of crystal shattering and crystals and stuff, so it's like, I don't know. It'd be cool if it was Final Fantasy Tactics 2, but they gotta make it.
What system was it supposed to come out for?
It doesn't say anything. It's just a teaser trailer.
Vita.
Yeah, probably, like, Vita PS3. Probably not for fucking Xbox. Or even worse, DS.
Oh.
That'd be bad.
Yeah, it'll be DS. You watch.
But yeah, and it looked like the one screenshot of any kind of battle, it was really just like an art picture of battle, was like this chick that kind of looked like a Viera, but she wasn't. Mm. In like knight armor, and then like with a spear and a shield.
I don't know.
Like, so it's really hard to try to determine what the hell it is, but everyone's saying it's Final Fantasy Tactics 2. But the first place I heard it was IGN, and they're the only person that has a feature on it. And if they're right, and they're the first people that knew about it, do you think that they know about it ahead of time, and they're just kind of like slowly releasing?
That's what I would do.
Yeah, slowly releasing the information.
It would make you more
money. Like they have an embargo on it or something like that, and so they know about it ahead of time, but they're only like, could this be Final Fantasy Tactics 2? Like, they can't literally say it's Final Fantasy Tactics 2, but do you think they know about it already?
Probably. They're just going to slowly
I'd be hella pissed,
because they're going to make tons of money by doing that.
Yeah.
Twilight MMO?
Oh.
Is it Twilight MMO?
No.
That would be good.
No, but anyway, next story. Last one. They're making a vampire MMO, which has apparently been in the works for a while, but it's by the same people that did EVE Online. I hear was pretty good.
I like EVE Online. I think that's the one with the spaceships and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. EVE Online is amazing.
Yeah. I heard Josh. I was hoping Josh would be here for this, because Josh is the one that's actually played it. I didn't know you'd play it too. But
I used to. I used to do trial after trial just so I could keep playing, because I couldn't afford to buy the game itself.
He showed it to me. You showed it to me a couple of times.
Yeah. It's super complex. It's hard to get a hold on at first, but it is a lot of fun once you do.
Yeah, Mike's played it as well, and he showed me. But yeah, it looks pretty cool. But this isn't EVE Online. It's a vampire MMO. Oh. And apparently, go ahead.
Sorry, back to EVE Online for a second. Sure. The biggest dick move in gaming history was done on EVE Online. EVE Online has this huge galaxy for its playground, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And in there is pretty much no rules. There's this slight NPC influence in certain areas, so you can try to start to learn the game without getting the shit blown out of you as soon as you spawn for the first time. So there are a couple of safe zones. There's a few that have some slight laws to it that you can travel through, so you don't have to worry about getting blown up too much. However, the rest of it is just like lawless zone. So all of the players create corporations, and the corporations control these zones. And the biggest one controlled like 2/3 of the entire map. They made shit tons of money every day in this game. And somebody put a bounty out on the corporation. It wasn't even that big of a bounty. But so this small corporation that was known for going out and getting all these bounties, their leader, he infiltrates this corporation. He gets all the way up to the second person in command of this corporation, steals all their money, shuts down the corporation, and runs.
That's awesome.
Overnight, I saw this power map of the galaxy, and you know, you see this huge chunk in like bright blue is the huge corporation. Overnight, you see it transforms, so there's just this tiny little chunk over in the corner now. And every other corporation has moved in.
Bam.
Yeah.
Nice.
Pwned.
Yeah. They killed the main guy too, so he couldn't respond. They when you have your ship, you have an escape pod in it, and then on top of that you have a backup clone somewhere. Usually if you're smart, you'll buy the clone. They blew up his ship, tracked down his escape pod, blew that up, found his clone, and blew that up before he could respawn, before he could buy a new one.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Murked.
Yeah.
Anyway, so back to the vampire one. Apparently, it's going to involve real world locations.
It will have Baypoint.
Yeah, Baypoint. I'm not on Baypoint. I'm going to be the Prince of Baypoint. But yeah.
Call Prince of Conkers.
Motherfucker, you think you a vampire? I'm a crack rock dealer.
That'd be great. Fucking Tyrone Biggum's the vampire. obviously, you'll be able to form clans. There'll be a prince of each city. Like, I'm assuming they mean big city, like San Francisco and Chicago and shit like that.
I wonder if Concord would count.
No, Concord is not that big.
Yeah, I doubt it.
You know, it's surprising how often Concord does come up on things, though.
And then, it's supposed to have, well, obviously it's vampire MMO, but it's going to have gothic and violent tones, so not Twilight.
Not sparkly and gay tones?
Yeah. So more along the lines of True Blood. Please no gay.
The reason why I don't go out in the sun is because I sparkle!
Rosie O'Donnell vampire. I sparkle!
Rosie O'Donnell. I want chicken!
I've said it before, I'll say it again. Vampire should be, I want to suck your blood, not I want to suck your cock.
You know, I'm actually kind of looking forward to this vampire MMO. I am still looking for another MMO to fill my time. We talked about the Pokemon MMO at some point.
Yeah.
There is a sort of knockoff of that. It's really? Called Monster MMO. I found it. I haven't had a chance to look into it more than start to set up my account before I think I'd go to work. Mm. But you set up your account, you choose a avatar, and then you choose a starting monster, and then you fight them and you capture more. So it's pretty much Pokemon.
And it's an MMO, it's an MMO. You wander around.
Yeah, it's not like a huge graphic one. It's like a Game Boy Color.
You know, I could deal Pokemon with that, version. Though.
Yeah.
Send me a link to that.
All right.
I'll give that a shot, and then we'll talk about it on the next show.
Alrighty. Well, I think that'll about do it. That's all the news we got, at least. I can't think of anything else to talk about, and Josh, or John, you gotta get going.
Oh, she just texted me and said that I don't have to be there till 4:30 now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we got to play some Call of Honor.
Yeah.
And so, you can see the movie.
Call of Honor, Medal of Duty.
You can see the movie.
Yeah.
Which I got that too. Fun. So yeah,
and next episode we must review the movie.
Okay. maybe I'll have a couple of other reviews, and I'm still trying to figure out what's worthy to put on the website or on the blog.
Yeah, post that I put that Josh apparently hates.
You kind of deflated the whole thing. I can't decide what to post after that.
Wait, I missed it. What?
I posted on the blog, you ever seen a woman so ugly with a significant other that you think to yourself, how the fuck did that happen? There is not enough whiskey in Tennessee and Kentucky combined to make that a good idea. A great opening post, right? And then Josh goes, no, it wasn't. It was horrible.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's the only post we've had for like what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, ever since I made it. And I was just like, I just can't think of what to put there. But I mean,
if you want to delete that, that's fine.
I've still got to build the website.
Yeah. But
I just had like 3 women coming to work like that day, and I just had to get that off my chest. I'd already told everybody at work like twice.
Since then I started my own blog, my own personal blog. That I have just like stuff that I've been doing reviews on. Like, I did a first impressions, not really first impressions, but my first pseudo review of Kingdoms of Amalur. And then I did like my review on the Doritos taco.
Oh, God.
And then I was planning on doing one for like the new white chocolate energy coffee or whatever from Starbucks.
By the way, follow up on that Doritos taco. You know, people make jokes about, you know, Taco Bell causing you to have explosive diarrhea. Yeah, the Dorito taco will. For 2 days!
I feel
bad. Are
you
sure it was that Dorito taco or not just the Taco Bell that we went to?
It could have been either.
Because I didn't have that, but I had stomach problems afterwards.
Yeah.
What was it, Sunday? Sunday night? That we, yeah, because we recorded on the same night. Yeah, that'll do it, though, on the weekends. Because the manager ain't there to keep them in line. So they're cursing up a storm and, you know... just slacking.
It was bad.
The weekend crew is not good.
And the Taco Bell by my house, I've never had a problem with
their food. The one by your house,
yours is fucking amazing, dude. Yeah.
Apparently it's a training store.
Oliver Taco Bell is the best Taco Bell on the air. Yeah. There's no... I have not had a better Taco Bell anywhere.
You know where one of the best Jack in the Boxes is? That new one up there by where you picked me up for the
Chevron. By the Chevron?
Yeah.
That one's pretty good?
Yeah. And I really like the drive through because you can actually watch them make your food.
Huh.
It's all glass.
That's pretty cool.
So,
I had no idea where I was going with this. But,
something about a review about the Dorito Taco.
Oh, yeah. I read a review on the Dorito Taco and... Taco burrito. Anyway.
Burrito. Burrito. Okay.
Grr, are you going to jeopardize our entire mission just for a burrito? You're right. I want to get a taco, too.
A Dorito taco.
And a large glass of poo. All right, we should end this so that I can play the movie.
Yeah.
And you guys can go, oh my god, that's so horrible.
Yeah, I think we're out of stuff to talk about, too.
So anyway,
I think we're out of stuff to talk about now, too.
Yeah, I thought you said I'm going to stop at Taco Bell, too. I was like, take me with you.
Exactly. So yeah, that'll do it for episode 8. It seems like there should have been a lot more.
Actually, we made it to 1 hour 6 minutes.
No, I mean, like, there should have... It feels like longer than 8 weeks that have gone by since we started.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Then again, that is 8 weeks. It's almost 3 months.
You're right.
We started this at the beginning of my quarter. Wow.
Actually, no, this is 2 months. 8 weeks?
Yeah, I guess so. No, it's funny you can't count. No. It's like... the hell are you laughing about? feel free to send us emails if you just want to, you know, ask questions, have comments, or you just want to talk.
Forum Spring, questions, love it.
I'm always open to talking, chatting.
Oh yeah, we haven't even checked Forum Spring. But
too late now.
Oh well, send us emails, what else are they going to say? Stuff. The link, theatermode@gmail.com.
Theatermode Inc.
No, I mean ink as in INC, not as in INK.
Oh, okay.
theatermode@gmail.com.
This has been Theater Mode. Peace out.
So yeah, we're gonna be closing with a little music blurb from my friend Mercer. So enjoy that and stuff. This has been Theater Mode. See you next week.
Bye.
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 I'll miss you.
No. I had a way then, losing it all on my own. I had a heart then, but the queen has been overthrown. I'm not keeping now the strength I need.
Ah!